This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has called on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations after the Taliban's insistence that there will not be peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman, Swail Shaheen, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in the country on the precipice. During a telephonic news briefing, the State Department principal deputy spokesperson, Jelena Porter, said, "We call on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations to determine a political roadmap for Afghanistan's future that leads to a just and durable settlement." Tens of thousands of young immigrants in the United States without legal status are in limbo once again after a court ruling last week declared the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal. The ruling bars new applications from being approved, but immigrants and advocates have said they will appeal. It's the latest twist for the program that offers deportation protection for young immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. It's faced a constant stream of court challenges since the then President Barack Obama created it in 2012. Applicants who have submitted their applications have hoped that the program will once again open up. Pallbearers' military attire surrounded late Haitian President Jovenel Moise's body in a closed wooden coffin as his funeral got underway Friday, 2 weeks after he was shot dead at a home in an assassination still shrouded in mystery. The bearers placed a polished casket on a garland with flowers and an auditorium, and a Haitian flag was draped on the top of the coffin. This is VOA News. Firefighters have officially ended their search for bodies in the debris of the collapsed Surfside condo building in Miami area. The decision concludes a month of painstaking work removal and removing layers of dangerous debris that were once piled several stories high. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue's Urban Search and Rescue Team pulled away from the disaster site Friday in a convoy of fire trucks and other vehicles slowly driving to the headquarters for the announcement. The June 24th collapse at the Oceanside Tower killed 97 people, with at least one missing person yet to be identified. The site has been mostly swept flat and the rubble moved to a Miami warehouse. As the number of coronavirus deaths starts to recede in Brazil, a renewed sense of optimism has taken over. The state governors are rolling back restrictions, soccer fans are starting to return to stadiums, and even the mayor of Rio de Janeiro has said that the city's famous New Year's party is back on. One question looms over these early signs of recovery. What will happen as the Delta variant of COVID-19 spreads through the most unvaccinated country, which already has the world's second highest death toll? The health minister says getting more of the population vaccinated is the best way to stop the variant, but insists that Brazil must resume its economic activities. Pandemic restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships are no longer in place under the latest ruling by a federal appeals court. While the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tried to fight a Florida lawsuit challenging the regulations, a three-judge panel of the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked a previous ruling last Saturday that sided with Florida officials, but the court reversed that decision on Friday, explaining that the CDC failed to demonstrate an entitlement to stay up the pending appeal. Florida ships in place while the CDC appeals the Tampa judge's June decision. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made a rare visit to Tibet as authorities tighten controls over the Himalayan region's traditional Buddhist culture, accompanied by an accelerated drive for economic development. State media says that Xi visited sites in the capital, including the former palace that was once home to the Dalai Lamas, Tibet's traditional leaders. China has in recent years stepped up controls over Buddhist monasteries and expanded education in Chinese rather than Tibetan language. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.